This is season 3 of Sneaker Peek Podcast, the all-in-one sneaker show.
You guys ready, man?
Let's go.
All right. So far, I'm getting action from Joey.
Yes, nobody else. I'm ready.
All right, cool. All righty. Welcome to Sneaker Peek Podcast, boys. It is another fantastical Wednesday evening before Halloween this year. Season 3, episode 2, dudes. Now, I appreciate the ambiance. It's a little on the singy-songy side, but, you know, we're getting the vibes. I definitely dig that. Drain, how are you doing today, my friend? Are you getting excited?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Very excited. I'm more excited that people that are listening today, the Off-White 5 already released. Oh, my God. I know we're going to get
into
it.
Oh, my God. I already won.
I'm looking right at Chili this whole time. I can't fucking wait. To just see what happens. I can't believe I won. Fuck yeah. So yeah, feel good. Good to be here. Love you guys. Let's fucking go.
Let's fuck and go. And Jason, how you doing tonight, man?
Doing great, my friend. Always, you know, happy to be here. And I hope you guys have had a spooktacular week so far.
So far, so spooky, my friend. Thank you, sir. And Mr. Chili Wanka, munching on dinner, I'm sure. How you doing, man?
Good, man. I had some Chex Mix. I was working on a custom, and I rewatched Moneyball.
Wow.
Great Wednesday.
Great flick.
Great. Yeah, great Wednesday.
All oh, yeah, around, Matt, great time. Yeah, Train looks surprised. That means you haven't seen it, so watch that. Great movie.
I already know all about Billy Beane, so I don't need to know any other fucking fake shit that
I'm Brad sorry, Mr.
Was. Born and raised in Oakland and Las Vegas. You know
that's
that.
Right, and L.A.
And Mr. Joey Days, how you doing today, my man?
I'm excellent, fantastically well. Man, Chili going against the Hollywood grain with Moneyball, but that's cool. It's good to mix it up. I remember actually Spike Jones in that. He has that small little part, which is fun. But yeah, let's get this show rolling.
Get it on the road. Jumping right into it, let's get the open forum started.
Open forum.
Yeah, let's start it right now. Joey, how you feeling, buddy? How you feeling after both of your fucking teams take the titles? Holy shit, man.
I know. It's pretty fucking uncanny. To add to it, it's fucking nuts that it was two Florida teams, both the Miami Heat and the Tampa Bay Rays. So just crazy that ended up being that way. Yeah, man, not only did I want to win, I was just keeping my fingers and my toes crossed that there would not be a game 7, because otherwise all my attention would be directed to a monitor off screen here. But the Dodgers did it in 6, so we have my full-blown attention, dedication here for the Sneaker Peek podcast.
And from the podcast, thank the whole team.
Yeah, if only that dog shit loser hockey team of yours could have done anything. Unfortunately, they're fucking terrible as usual.
The Queens?
Well, hey, man, when they won a couple, I think, years back, I really wasn't into hockey, but it was fun to see the buzz going around for sure downtown. But yeah, man. I'm awesome. I'm ready to go.
Fuck yeah. All right. Enough about the sports and shit. Train, any word on your Warren Lotus dunks?
Dude, I was thinking about what to call it, like Warren Watch. So,
right.
Yeah, no, nothing, dude. I was thinking about that today. I was just kind of sitting there looking off into the distance, wondering. I feel
like it's going to be a while before we hear anything going down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, either one or the other. It's going to be a while until I hear that they're on their way to me, or it's going to be a while. Well, actually, it could be any time. I mean, the judge could come down tomorrow morning and say, hey, knock this shit off. I call in my refund. Fuck it. Move on. Whatever.
Right. True that. Anybody else seen anything about it? Heard anything? It's been pretty quiet.
No, I haven't heard anything personally.
All right. Well, moving right along. Anybody got anything else for the open forum while we're here?
We did just have that shock drop of the Air Jordan 4 Fire Red, which unfortunately all of us are big fucking losers. But shout out to our boy Nut on the Toy Aisle.
Yeah.
That fucker hit. First time on sneakers too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The trick of the train steps.
I'm telling you, dude, if tomorrow just, I mean, that's a good Open Forum thing. God damn it. We've all of us have been, and I'm telling you right now, not all five of us aren't going to hit, but if people listening to the show and two or three of us hit, because I know we've all been sending links, we've been liking, we've been watching those fucking embarrassing shows that they're putting on. Seriously, if anyone checks those out, unwatchable. I seriously had to mute them. They were so fucking
embarrassing. The one that I didn't mind was the story of the Dunk High. The Dunk High was pretty rad.
I'm talking about the ones where they have these three random ass people talking about, it's like, who the fuck? Fuck these guys. So yeah, Sneakers, get us on there so I can fucking talk shit about your own company. Fuck you.
Yeah, get us a discount too.
Yeah, sell a pitch.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Give us a discount.
Oh, right on. Well, to anybody out there that actually hit on those fire reds, congrats, Nut. Talking to you, man. And hey, man, jumping back into the show, let's close up the Open Forum. Again, we're going to be talking about drops through October 30th and, wow, fucking September 5th. Can you believe that shit already? It's good. Let's get moving through this.
We're going backwards?
November. Oh, I meant November.
I just, real quick for the Open Forum, I just ripped the loudest fart. And I think I could smell it too, which is very rare for me. So, yeah, I'm feeling right. I'm feeling real good.
Wow. The prophecy's coming true. I was daydreaming earlier and I thought I would fart during the podcast, but I guess it was you. Nice. Right on. Well, Joey, start up the rumor mill. Let's fire this show off right.
The rumor mill.
All right, gentlemen, let's fucking do it. I'll rev that fucker up and let's start talking some shit. Today on the Rumor Mill, we are going to be discussing the off-white Nike Air Max 90 University Red. Now, this was first announced in early 2020 and rumored to drop this past summer. However, that has come and gone. They were hoping to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Air Max 90, but like I said, never happened. A one-time sample. Will these finally see an official release date? I don't know. Info on the pair is real scarce. In fact, no official images have surfaced. In fact, what we're looking at are just mock-ups right now. Retail price is rumored at $160. Retailers include the usual suspects, sneakers, off-white, probably retailers and raffles. Breaking down the shoe itself, it features a full university red upper paired with an orange swoosh and hyper jade accents and overlays. Lastly, it has a brown midsole and the traditional off-white zip tie. I'm a big fan of the Air Max 90 silhouette and shoe. I have a few pairs of them. I know our boy Jason likes it too. I also like the previous renditions that we've seen of the shoe, the black, the desert ore, and the white. I would love to see this fucking colorway officially drop. I would fucking snag it. I would definitely chase it. Additionally, it would have good resale value because it's off-white and it's an Air Max 90. Gentlemen, what do we think about this shoe? CJ, you're stretching out. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, pretty solid execution. What was that blue color again? I'm sorry. The hyper or whatever?
Jade.
Yeah. I like the touches of that color with that red and that orange. It's definitely that weird, like, neon mix. Yeah, dude, fucking hot. I like it. I like it a lot. And that white zip tie, ooh-wee, very nice. So, I'm with you. I'd be punching at these for sure.
Would this be a personal pair for you?
Man, it's always a tough question because I don't have 90s. They're not in my normal rotation. But I'm definitely curious. I like the silhouette. I like the shoe. I might bust that cherry for a pair of off-whites, you know, why not?
Hell yeah, I'm feeling that for sure. Jason, you're an Air Max 90 guy. In fact, we can see a Volt colorway right behind you, which are pretty hot. That's right. So what do you think about this off-white University Red Air Max 90?
This is a must cop for me. These are beautiful. I can't say anything negative about them. They're pretty close to perfect. And I'm going to go as far as to say, I don't believe that anybody can say anything bad about these. Like these are almost perfect, almost perfect.
Damn. Okay. So, look at that.
Trans looking like he wants to cut me down a little bit. So I think we should pass it to him.
Yeah, Train, unleash that fury. Let us know your thoughts, my friend.
No, man, I was just fucking around. This the red color is so good, and it's suede too. So red suede, it's you just can't go wrong there. Me personally, the orange swoosh, I could do without that. I dig that. Whatever color you guys said, I'm just going to call it teal. Great touches. I've seen so many renderings of this shoe where it's like the midsole is actually like an army green. And you brought up those desert ores. God damn, dude. Every time I look at those, I wish I could wear 90s. We've talked about it before. Just can't do it. I would try. But, you know, for people that love Air Max 90s, impossible for you to not want these and keep them if you ever did hit on them, if they ever are released. I mean, I've seen this shit around for 6, 7, 8 months. And, you know, the websites that were like, yeah, it's dropping in the summer. Well, summer is long gone from the time. I think they said in like May or June was supposed to go. And, you know, it was not only did it not happen, no one said a fucking word about it. So I don't even know if this is good. This is kind of starting to turn into that bread for Off-White that you've heard about, but that
sinks into obscurity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, fuck, I know everyone wants that shoe, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, for sure. And we know Virgil and Off-White have had a big year. I mean, we just most recently were talking about the AJ5 sale that's dropping. And yeah, this is another one that he has dropped in the previous. It's part of that Big Ten. But we would definitely like to see this colorway. Chili, what do you think about this, buddy?
I think it's a really good looking shoe. It doesn't pass that threshold of a cop for me personally. I will be curious to see a render or an actual photo of it when it's showing something resembling jade, because this is teal right now. I can't imagine that it's going to sway anybody one way or the other, because it looks good regardless. It's well executed. I do like it.
Nice, man. So would it ultimately be not a personal pair? You would just be chasing it for resale value?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, man. I get it. And like I said, Off-White, it definitely has that appeal for resale, and the Air Max 90 does too. Train, let me just ask you mentioned that desert ore. I agree, man. That's probably, I don't know, that and the black are probably my favorites. Where does this one lie? Is it fall below them?
Yeah, I mean, for me, because just the black with the orange touches on it, it's just so fucking clean. And the desert ore, I dig that colorway. I like that sand brownish color, and I believe the swoosh is orange on that too. But I don't know. I'd have to look at it again. But yeah, those such a fucking clean shoe. I know our boy. Oh, wait, he's coming back, but it's no big deal. I want to hear CJ's take, because I know you're really starting to dig more deeper into the Off-Whites. What do you think about it? I mean, do you even own an Air Max 90?
No, I don't. I've never even put one on my feet. But they are one of those sneakers that's on my radar for sure. And I got to be honest, like anytime I catch myself looking at like these Off-White Air Maxes or even Air Maxes in general, I end up finding myself looking at some New Balance too. Like, I don't know why. I think it's because they're kind of a similar build, at least in most silhouette cases. But like, I don't know. Something about them leads me in that direction. And I don't know if it's me trying to get away from the Off-Whites and really, you know, put something that I can actually attain in my hands. But you know, Off-Whites are just a big one. That's kind of why I started with the Blazers, and now I've just been eyeballing everything else too and just like drooling at it. I really would like to get in and get something else, but
and the
retail,
cool thing
retail would be killer.
The good thing about the Air Max 90, I mean, just like with most of the Off-Whites, Air Max 90, you could find a pair used for $40. Just so, fuck, you actually shouldn't want to go used. You should want to get brand new so you could really get a feel for how you would break them in, because they're fucking brutal, man. They're such a good-looking shoe, but they are brutal as fuck to break in. But once you get past now, that point, your money.
When you say brutal, do you mean brutal like they're tight because you've got a wide foot? Because I don't have the wide foot.
If you don't have a wide foot, you're good.
Yeah, I like my athletic shoes and shit. I like them like a 9.5. I like them tighter. That's why I went with 10 with the Yeezys, because they fit perfect. And then everything else is a 10 as far as like wearing Jordan 4s and shit, because I'm not trying to like lace up and run in them or anything. You know what I mean?
Well, and there's like serious arch support in them too. So I don't know. It's weird. It's one of those shoes where you definitely have to wear it you have to wear it a good amount of time. But once it breaks in, you're good to go. I mean, from everyone I've talked to that it loves Air Max 90s that has a bunch of pairs, they say once you get past that little space of just killing your feet, they turn into your favorites. It's crazy.
And if you have thin feet like I do, then it's actually not even as bad as Matt's saying because your feet are thinner. Mm-hmm. You get a little sore in the arch because I have flat feet.
Right.
But I don't, like, it's not a deal breaker. Like, if I was like, okay, we're going to go to SneakerCon, we're going to be there for 8 hours walking around, I'd still wear my 90s.
Sure. That's a great point. I mean, there's some sneakers that I love, but wearing them for, like, standing up, like, 4 hours at a time, it just wouldn't be fun. Yeah. Definitely the strange thing. Yeah.
Takes a minute. And I feel like the break-in period is a little bit longer than other shoes, too.
In my opinion, it's totally worth it because it's a great silhouette. And so many of the colorways are just money. I mean, even like you grabbing those Volts and the teal ones too, like even those just look good with an outfit that works. You know what I mean? Yeah. An anyday shoe, everyday shoe.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. The silhouette suite and the shoe itself. It's hot. You see a lot of people wear them. If it's just an everyday shoe, like you said, and good point about the New Balance. I do kind of see the look that they too incorporate with the shoe. I never thought about that, but while looking at it, I can definitely see the influence on it. Good stuff, guys, man. Anyone have anything last to include about the Off-White Air Max 90 University Red?
Shoe since rules. On, drop it. Bring it on.
Yeah, since we're on the Off-White topic, I got to throw it over to my man, Chili. Just so, because right now we're recording this the night before, and this Off-White 5 that drops, now that you're listening, it already dropped. So I just got to hear Chili's final words.
Before. As soon as you brought it up, I swear to God, it's like, pulse is going up. My hands are getting clammy. I'm so fucking ready to hit on this, and I know I'm being delusional. So we'll see, man. Hey, you know what? It happens. Somebody's got to hit.
I mean, what if you don't, though? Like, who dies first? You coming to my work, or what are you doing? You driving to Cali to get Joey? Who dies first?
I don't know. Who do I kill? I don't know. I haven't decided yet, man. That's all theoretical. I just got to win. Let's stay positive.
Stay positive is right. And the other thing I want to include is by no means am I taking any drop for granted. I mean, you can never go into it saying I'm going to fucking get this shoe. I mean, you got to be delusional. But for some reason, I'm feeling like with this Off-White Air Jordan 5 sale, there was a lot of raffles going around. So as long as you hit them, you're just increasing your shots. Again, no guarantees, but I can feel better about it knowing that I did my part, put forth the effort. And Chili, I hope you're the same way. I know you are, man. And woo.
Yeah, it'll be hypothetically, it's a tough loss coming. So we'll see.
You keep saying that you're going to make it a reality. You got to be positive, man. Stop being a turd.
Nah, he's not going to hit. I am. So it's all good. Yeah, keep that shitty mentality up so I can take that debut.
Oh, shit. All right. We ready for the first drop of the show, boys? First drop, October 30th, the Nike Air Max 95 Halloween. And can I just say, what the fuck is up with the Halloween title? Jesus Christ, dropping for $170. What happened? What made them change the fucking name? I'm going to kick this over to Joey. Do you know anything that happened?
Well, I don't know officially, but I think just like what I mentioned officially, this is not an official collaboration with Freddy Krueger. So I think just from a clearance standpoint, they're going with that. And I really don't have anything more to say about the shoe. We've touched on the shoe a handful of times. Nike totally dropped the ball as far as promoting and releasing this. And Train, it was great with the Sneaker Peek podcast, Instagram, talking about how Europe is having the first access to it. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Freddy Krueger, this iconic character, is American born, bred. He stemmed from our nightmares in America, and Europe's getting the first shot at it. It's just, it's fucking
And the
baffling.
Chicago dunks. Like, what the fuck are we thinking here, guys? It doesn't make any fucking sense. All right. Well, does anybody even want to talk about this shoe? I mean, I feel like we're all kind of generally cheese. Train, I see you piping up.
Yeah, just exactly what Joey said. We've talked about the shoe, and I actually kept it on the dock because I wanted to talk about how they moved the entire thing is EU. It's not touching base in the U.S. at all. So, yeah, I know. It's unfucking believable. And the word on the street is it's an EU release, and then later on, it'll be a U.S. release. By then, no one will give a flying shit about it. It's like, It's just unfucking believable. And yeah, you brought up CJ. You just brought up the Chicago's going in EU for what the fuck is going on? Like, who is the dumb fucker in Nike putting this shit together? Like, and I, like I said before, it's like, I hope the Great Britain Air Max 97s hit here first. Like, what
some dude that works for Nike, he lives in Europe. So he's just like, yeah, I like these. They're releasing here. Fuck you guys. he's in charge of the schedule.
Well, dude, it's like, I just don't understand it. It's fucking irritating, dude. And, you know, it sucks. There was so much talk I saw on social media where it's like, you know, these English cats were like, oh, well, what's the big fucking, it's like, and, you know, they brought up a good point. You know, Freddy Krueger is, global, yeah, but fuck you, dude. It started in the U.S. The whole thing was out, like, dude, you know, you guys take I can't even who the fuck name the Ripper, what the fuck is his name, the serial killer, like the first
Jack the Ripper?
Yeah. Get one of his shoes cooking. You guys can get that one first. And then I don't know of any English fucking serial or slasher film, whatever, dude. It's just, it's really fucking irritating. And this isn't the first or the last time they're going to pull this shit. So,
yep, that's true.
But, oh, yeah, and I'll give this a rating. Seriously, I fucking like this shoe and everyone else could lick my butthole. I'm giving it a 7.2.
7.2. All right, I was gonna give it a 7. Let's just kick this rating on and get it going, boys. Let's jump straight across the pond. Jason, what's your rating?
3.
Joey.
I can't remember what I gave it the first time around. I feel like it was like a 6.5 because I was just disgusted with just the overall handling of it and that it wasn't official. And now that we're getting burned on it, that just further irritating. So I'm gonna drop it down to a 5.
Okay. And Mr. Chili Wanky?
Yeah, it's barely above average, so yeah, 5.5.
Okay, all right, mm-hmm. There it is. The tribe has spoken. And Chili, since you were last on the list, why don't you kick open that custom corner for us there, bub?
Yes, sir.
Chili's Custom Corner.
So excited to hear what you have.
Okay, so I'll show you guys the picks after I explain a little bit, but I did... I did Mikey's biohacks this week. So actually I did it today. I was just doing a bunch of TV watching and a bunch of painting. So anyway, I'll just skip right to the end because I'll show you the picks. Sorry. I was very anticlimactic. All right.
Sounds like a fun, productive day.
Yeah, it was a pretty chill day, actually. All right, let's see. So here's the before. Here's that like minty kind of bright, weird off green
spearmint
midsole. You know what? Right on the money. That's exactly right. Spearmint. So, and I don't think it looks all that terrible, but that said, he wasn't feeling it. I do think it looks a hell of a lot better white, which is what he wanted. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's just the quick little process. Taped it up, obviously. And come on. There it is. All right. So, there's after about 5 or so coats, it's still a little spearminty. Another 5 or so coats later. Pure white, and then just rip all that shit off, and so it's looking about right. There are some touch-ups needed, but I do think the biohack with the red laces and the white midsoles is going to look pretty goddamn sweet.
Hell yeah!
And, I'm more look at them, having them in hand. I'm really digging them too because they have like the sock liner. It's really vivid. It's like infrared. It's really appealing, and it's CJ. It's totally a U-shoe.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of what I keep hearing from all of you guys, really. Even Mike, he was like, dude, you'd love these if you saw them in person.
Telling you what you want. Yeah, right. So, up or down, pass or fail? What do you guys think in terms of green or spearmint, rather, or white?
Fail.
Pass.
Fail.
Pass,
fail.
Go white.
Fail.
Fail. Thanks. Fuck that. Fuck the whole... No, the white looks good. The rest of the shoe is awful. I actually was talking to Mikey, though. He was talking about maybe changing up the swoosh color. I don't know if you guys talked about that at all. Because
Because
I think that silver swoosh on the biohack is what really, really ruins it for me. I think
it's tacky. Off-putting.
Yeah,
it's a little tacky.
He was talking about the swoosh and the toe box, but he was saying we're just do the mids first, go from there.
Yeah, that white is fucking, you can't go wrong. When you did that to my shattered 3.0s, dude, I was like, score. It's so good.
Because it had like that weird like gummy.
Yeah. So like aged. Good work.
Mm-hmm. Bueno. All right, so that was it for me. That was a quickie. That was my Wednesday.
All right. Fuck yeah, looking good too, man. Good shit. And keeping things interesting, Joey, I see a interesting couple of pairs on Sporty Bangers. Why don't you get that box opened up for us?
Sporty Bangers.
You got it, my friends. Well, today we're going to be looking at a few football cleats, custom jobs here for Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills and Train's boy Josh Jacobs of the Las Vegas Raiders. I got to say, man, it's still weird saying Las Vegas Raiders, but that's their official name. So I'm looking first at Stephon Diggs. During pregame, he was rocking a pair of Nike Vapor cleats customized by Mosh, who we've seen a few of his shoes on the show before. That entails a Friday the 13th, part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan custom job. And then additionally, with Josh Jacobs, we're looking at a Nightmare Before the Raiders. It's obviously influenced by the Nightmare Before Christmas custom cleats by a guy named Luke Dangler. Someone new, but he's doing some custom jobs. Overall, out of the two, I'm feeling the Stephon Diggs one. I think the just Mosh's custom job is better. And also, I'm a little biased to Friday the 13th. Particularly, I love Jason Takes Manhattan. Gentlemen, what do you think of these? Do you have a preference in the two? Jason, what do you think about these? Which one are you feeling? Not, or do you like both of them?
I mean, I do like them both. I got to go with the Friday the 13th ones. Those are just badass. I mean, they're beautiful. The artwork, everything's amazing. And I'll say the same about The Nightmare Before Christmas. I absolutely love that movie. I've seen it probably 100 times. No joke. Mm-hmm. But I have a problem with the shoe because I feel like it's a little busy, especially with the text. If you take the text off of it and just leave the imagery of like Jack Skellington and Sally and Zero and all that stuff, just leave it on the shoe, that's tight. But especially on, which side is it? Was that the left shoe? Is it the right shoe on the outer sole of it? Like that's just way too much text, especially, you know, when, you know, you're in football, you're playing a game, you're in motion. Most of the time people aren't gonna be able to read that, you know?
No, so I agree 100%.
But I like them both.
Cluttered.
Yeah, for sure. I, you know, great job. Just a little too busy for me.
For sure. Let's ask our custom guy, Chili. What do you think about these custom paint jobs? Is there a particular one you're feeling more so than the other, or you just think both of them are dog shit?
No, I certainly don't think that. They're almost too well done. I feel like they're probably screen printed. So, which is not a knock. They came out pretty fucking money in terms of quality. Definitely prefer The Nightmare Before the Raiders just because it's like a sweet play on words. And yeah, it's goddamn, I'm looking at it. If that's hand-drawn, that is pretty goddamn good looking. But you know what? I'm going to change my mind right as I'm speaking. It's just something about that red with the Friday the 13th. It just looks more complete, more aesthetically pleasing. So
there you go. The chilly 10 seconds. We haven't seen that happen in a while, but no, I feel you, man. I feel you. CJ, anything to include on these?
If I had to pick between the two, definitely the Friday the 13th. It is a little Christmassy with the red and green. Maybe just throw some black laces and take away from that a little bit. But that being said, the guy that did the Nightmare Before the Raiders one, the customizer, his last name was Dangler.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty hot. I like that. But yeah, I'd definitely go Friday the 13th. So thanks, man. I actually like these. They look really well done. And I would be surprised if they weren't screen printed. But yeah, cool shit. I like the Jason too. Well done.
Awesome. And hey, I have to give a shout out again to our boy Nut from Toy Isle Podcast, because he's the one who brought these Josh Jacobs Nightmare Before Raiders to my attention. And I said, yeah, man, we'll throw them on. That's fun. And they're good. And let's talk to our favorite Raider. What do you think about these, Trainwreck?
I mean, come on. The Nightmare Before the Raiders, that's obviously the best choice here. Like, no question about it. Averaging a little over 7 yards per carry, already definitely an MVP talk. I don't give a fuck who you are. Fuck Brady. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I think those are fine. Dude, I saw that Nightmare Before Christmas once when I had the flu. Unwatchable. Awful. Fucking terrible movie. The Friday the 13th, though, that Mosh dude can paint. That guy is a fucking magician. Random as shit going with Jason Takes Manhattan. Like, I don't know, were they playing the Jets or the Giants or something? It's just so random, but I love it.
One. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the inspiration behind it. Maybe it's Stephon Diggs' favorite Friday the 13th. I don't know. That's a great question.
That dude seems a little off, so my kind of guy. I like that. Yeah, the movie is fucking amazing. The naked guy bud that's supposed to be a girl go through the mirror. I mean, it doesn't get much better. Yeah.
Oh, the bowling pin sound effect when
the best part, just real quick, if I could get in there. There's one part towards the end, right before they take off, like leave the ship to go into Manhattan. This dude, one of the main boxer guy, he drops all the, I was telling Jay about this story. He drops all these fucking weapons down. There's like a shotgun, a fucking axe. And he's like, get a whip and let's go fuck this guy up or whatever. And this one fucking idiot grabs a hammer and runs off like double handed. It is the greatest shot. I laugh so hard every single time I fucking see it. Random as shit, totally off. Actually, not really off topic, but the Friday the 13th are way tighter. Mosh can paint like a motherfucker. I hate that this guy put I am Luke Danglers, the Nightmare Before Christmas, or Nightmare Before the Rape. Like, what? Why? Like, we get it, dude. Fuck.
I didn't notice that.
Like Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, like, who the fuck is Luke Dangler?
He just wanted to put Dangler on the shoe. Yeah, this is his watermark.
And I think that just reiterates what Jason and I were talking about how it's just too busy. There's just too much going on. Like on the other side of the shoe too, it has the three Super Bowl trophies, which is cool. And it even has an AL for Al Davis, the old owner, on one of the pumpkins on the shoe. But again, there's just a lot fucking going on with it.
Definitely.
Josh Jacobs wasn't even born when Al Davis died. Okay. So get the fuck out of here. I do like those three trophies, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. And that's Sporty Bangers this week.
Fuck yeah. All right. Those were interesting, man. It definitely is strange Friday the 13th to pick. Maybe it's his favorite. Isn't that, you know, shout out C-Mac. That was the one he started his Friday the 13th journey with. So rest in peace. Speaking of rest in peace, Train, it's your top three, baby.
Train's top three.
Yeah, hello. Train's top three. The topic for today is AJ1 lows. The top three AJ1 lows ever. This is a hard one because there are not that many good ones. There are a lot more shit pairs than there are good ones. Yep. But we'll see. We'll see. So we're just going to start it right up. I'm going to start to my bottom right here. Joey, what do you got? Number three.
Number three, gentlemen, I am going with the Travis Scott Air Jordan 1 low.
Holy shit. I thought that was a guaranteed one for you. Okay. Number three. So, okay. Chili.
I already have these, the palm trees.
Number three. Okay. Wow. Oh, okay. I know where you're going with number one, you little fucker.
Well, it's really a top two. I know.
CJ, where are you at with three?
I also own my number three, the Shattered Backboard Lows.
Very cool. The orange, black, and white. Mm-hmm. Very tasty. Well done. Good color blocking on those, too. Jay, what do you got, number three?
My number three is the AJ1 Low Hyper Turquoise.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I saw that one today, too. I was like, oh, cool. Good choice. My number three, AJ1 Low OG Chicago, that was released in 2016. That shoe is unreal. Like, I don't even know. I looked at prices for it. Oh boy, we're for my size, we were in the 800s. So, yep, not getting that bad boy. Joey, let's move on. Number two.
All right, deuce for me is the Dior Air Jordan 1 Low.
Very nice. I feel like that's gonna we're gonna start hearing that a lot more. Twos and ones. Chili, let's go. Two.
AJ1 Low Paris.
Ooh, really?
Take another peek if you haven't seen it recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Interesting. What do you like about it?
Hard to put into words. I noticed it when I was eyeballing the Milans recently, too.
Okay.
And
Milans are rad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck, another one. All right. CJ, what do you got? Number two.
Number two. Joey said it, the Travis Scott AJ1 Low.
Okay, that is definitely not what I thought was going to be your number two. So you guys are switcheroo up on me. Okay, Jay, what do you got?
I'm going to go with my man Joey, AJ1 Dior Low.
Holy shit, another one I thought would definitely be your number one. My number two is the AJ1 Low SB Midnight Navy. That shoe, if you haven't looked at it,
okay,
wow. The red Jordan on the toe box. Fuck. Anywho, let's get right down to the number one. Joey, hit me with it.
All right, man. Well, you actually said by number one. It was, I think it was your number three. It was the Air Jordan 1 Low OG Chicago that dropped in 2016. I love those OGs. I mean, it has the Nike Air actually branding on the tongue versus the Jumpman that we've seen. And the heel branding is a little different with the wing logo. It's actually up on the heel and not low by the midsole. It's just a sweet fucking shoe. And you were talking about price point, man. For my 9.5, you're looking at like 1,000 something. So yeah, it's just
like
ridiculous.
Just stupid prices. And by the way, just real quick, imagine the Chicago Dunk coming out, turn that into an AJ1 low. It's almost the same exact shoe. Like I was looking at little subtle differences, almost the same exact shoe. Chili, what do you got? Number one all time.
Mm-hmm. The Unk, of course.
Of course. There it is. Siege, what do you got? Number one.
Number one, I've got the AJ1 Low SB Lance Mountain Desert Ore. I still love those things. They're not super expensive. I could probably pull the trigger anytime, but I love those fucking shoes. It's the ones with the tearaway, and they've got the UNC colorway on one and a Royal on the other. But yeah, I fucking love those things, man. And I still don't know why I don't have them.
Man, I'm tripping. I thought that would... Oh, no. He has a Dunk also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, these are... Yeah. They're SBs, but they're AJ1 lows.
For sure.
Kind of like the Costins.
Gotcha. Okay. Jay, what do you got?
All right. I don't even know what these are worth, but they're the hardest AJ1 low I've ever seen. They are called Retro Low N7, and they're fucking hard.
Explain them.
They're cute and why? Hold on. Let me look them up again so I get it right.
You're number one ever, and you need to look it up. We'll come back to you. I'm just going to drop my number one. My number one is the Travis Scott AJ1 Low. I fucking love it. It's just everything about that shoe I just love. Let's go back over to Jay. Explain this shoe to me.
All right, so it's got a white midsole, and the toe box and the upper midsole are white, and then the back of the shoe, the top trim where the sock liner is and the swoosh are like a turquoisey blue, like a lighter turquoise with like infrared and two gray colors, and they're fucking hard.
And looking at them right now, I could swap this out with my palm trees. No fucking joke. These are great.
Damn,
looking.
Chili.
Yeah, wow. this is a good eye.
What was the name of it?
Jordan the 1 Retro. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Retro Low N, as in Niagara Falls. 7, as in the movie 7, what's in the box. I think they're fucking beautiful, man.
Yeah, actually, those are actually really
I'm going to buy them right now. As soon as we're done with this, I'm buying them. That's it.
No, you're not. But they are clean.
Last sale was $81.
Oh, buying them right now.
Yeah. I just go through 13. Last 13 was $135. Very cool. Yeah, it's got some kind of – it's got a weird – it's very cool. Cool design. Mm-hmm. Definitely well done. Most of the shoe is white, and then the back end kind of starts getting the crazy blue, dark blue, and red. Very good choice. Hey, wow. Something I've never even seen before. I like it. Fuck yeah. That's Train's top three. We're going to keep going here, man. Good shit, boys.
And real quick, full disclosure, I had the first two, and I was just going through GOAT for like an hour looking at all of them, and I saw those and immediately knew, but I kept looking and I stayed with them. I like those.
Okay. Hell yeah, that was cool, man. You put a few pairs on my radar that I was familiar with but really didn't know too well, and probably going to go back and look further, dig into some of these.
Hell yeah. Right on. Into our next drop of the episode. Again, on October 30th, we've got the Slam Jam Nike Dunk High in black and white for 120 bones. Man, another translucent midsole. I really like it. Something about a plain-ass black and white Dunk High that I really like. And I'm not sure how those laces work, if they're black on one side, white on the other side. But, man, let's just get started rolling this bitch down the hill. Chili. What are your thoughts on these Slam Jam Dunk Highs?
My initial impression is these are kind of a miss. They don't do much for me. I mean, the logo's upside down. Cool. Yeah, nothing.
Okay. What do you think about that lace that's like black and white?
On a better shoe with a more interesting color, it might be worthwhile. It feels gimmicky.
Okay. All right. And Joey, what are you thinking about this guy? I'm just going to go through you guys and we'll do the ratings at the end like we've been doing.
Yeah, for sure. I guess Slam Jam is a Italian streetwear brand. So it's their collaboration. They've done a few with Nike in the past. Overall, I feel that there's some things that work with this Dunk High and some things that don't work. I do like the black suede overlays, and I think that white leather is really nice as well. You touched on the mid and outsole. I think both of those are hot, and I like them as well. I also think on the toe box, those straight vertical perforations are kind of cool. That's different. We're used to seeing just so many perforations on the toe box, so that's a different look. And then additionally, on the lateral side, you just have the perforations going straight. Where sometimes, like with the trainer, we've seen Jason comment that he didn't like how all the perforations were behind the swoosh. So in this particular case, it's just one straight line underneath that swoosh. I like that. What you said about those yin-yang laces, like yin and yang type laces, I don't know if that's really working for me. And the upside down tongue branding is just kind of there. It is kind of gimmicky. It doesn't really add to it. And then on the backside, as far as like when the swoosh comes back and has like the Slam Jam heel branding, I don't really care for that. I understand it's their collaboration and they want to put their name on it somewhere, but I don't know. I just don't like the way it looks and I don't think it works. So again, there's some things that work for it, things that don't. It's not going to be a personal pair for me. I'd rather just have like a different colorway of a Dunk High.
Totally agree with that. I mean, the only reason I'm even remotely interested is because it's like a black and white Dunk High. And if I could just find that, I'd be more interested. But kicking it back around, Jason, what do you think about these Dunk Highs?
To be completely honest with you, man, Joey nailed it. I completely agree with every single thing he said about this shoe.
Okay. So,
great minds.
Yeah, for sure. No kidding. Train, what you got, man?
Same thing. Yeah, Joe, you spot on. I dig the upside down Nike. I think it's a cool little thing. Like, but yeah, it's not like, oh my fucking God, I have to own your shoe because of that. I do dig the black suede is money. I hate that plastic swoosh. I hate that so fucking much. I think it is so corny. It almost ruins the whole shoe. The midsole I think is tight as shit. I don't know. It's just kind of like, okay. Like, it's just one of those shoes where easy pass, where it's, you know, it wouldn't catch your eye at all. It's just kind of there, black and white, Dunk High. Mm-hmm. I do like the white collar of the shoe. I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But overall, yeah, it's just there. It's a Dunk High. I honestly, 4-5.
Okay, 4-5. And I think I was just going to give it right in the middle of 5. So kick it over to Jason. What's your rating there, bub?
I'll give it a 5, 5.5.
5.5, okay. And Joey?
I'll go 6. Again, there were more things I liked about it than I disliked it. Just real quick to further talk about the tongue, do you think it would be better maybe if they did the Slam Jam on the tongue or they just left it upside down? Maybe just something different to that.
I'm not sure what you're referring to when you're saying Slam Jam.
Well, Slam Jam is the name of the shoe, and then you can't see it in this particular picture, but the heel branding, the swoosh comes around, and it actually says Slam Jam on the backside of the shoe.
Okay.
Yeah. And I particularly don't care for it. I don't think it looks good. Well,
if I had any kind of investment in Slam Jam, it would be different, but I have no fucking idea who they are, don't care, so clean pass. Like, that's all that is for me.
They're just another standard, you know, clothing, streetwear brand that collabs with Nike, just like every other one. There's nothing crazy about this company to the next. I mean, yeah, Joey, and with the tongue, it's, I don't think really anything can save this shoe for me. It's just kind of there. Honestly, the Nike upside down is the only thing that I was like, okay, that's pretty tight. That's it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's. I was going to jump in on that and say, like, if there was some sort of theme or idea behind it, or it was supposed to have kind of like the shoe wearer's eye view, where it's like it's right side up for you, from your perspective. If there was like kind of like maybe the theme or the idea of the shoe, that could be a thing. I'll just jump in and tack on my rating 4, and I'd be happy to bump it up a few points if I get a closer look at the materials. Like Joe was saying, there is some premium materials on this.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really eyeball it from the picture, but that doesn't make a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, great point all around, guys. Did everyone get their ratings in? Everything in order for... Okay, all right, everybody's good. Jason, why don't you bust our brains a little bit? Get that Name the Sneaker rolling.
Name That Sneaker.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to Name That Sneaker.
I'm so nervous.
Question one. This Nike silhouette was released in July of 2019 and dubbed Hawkins High. This sneaker was part of a three-piece collection, which also included the Cortez and the Tailwind. The sneaker has a very retro look and features an all-white leather upper with a bright orange swoosh. The laces and midsole are also white, and the entire shoe is highlighted by green accents on the tongue and heel. CJ.
You said the Tailwind. Was it the Daybreak? I'm gonna go Daybreak.
Okay, Joey.
I remember this collaboration. It was the Stranger Things one. Mm-hmm. They had a few shoes in it. I want to say the Blazer, but I'm not sure. But I'll go with Blazer.
Okay, Train.
Yep, Blazer, and yeah, they're still trying to push that shit. They just dropped the sweats with what is it, Hawkins? Yeah, the green sweats with the Hawkins on it. Yeah, Blazer.
Chili.
Mm-hmm. Same. Blazer.
Okay, the hint, you are correct. It's the Nike Blazer Stranger Things. Mm. And the hint was that the sneaker is a Netflix collaboration. So that's what it would have been if you guys were stumped. So yeah, excellent job. Question two. This Nike Dunk was released on November 16th, 2005. Every panel on the sneaker is a different color and a different material. Train.
Holy shit. Fuck. I don't even know if this was a real dunk, but I'm just going to say a what the dunk. I don't fucking know.
It's the what the dunk.
Okay. Ding, ding.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. CJ?
What the dunk. Yep.
Same.
Jerpy. Okay. Or sorry, Chili. And Joey?
Yeah, I'll go with what the dunk as well.
Okay, I will give you a hint, and you can change your answers if you'd like. This hint, the design was a collaboration between Nike and Soul Collector. Does anyone want to change their answers?
I don't have a better guess.
Yeah, neither do
I. That doesn't help. I have no idea.
Okay, the answer is the Soul Collector by Nike Dunk Low Cowboy.
So, yeah. No idea what that even is. Wow.
Fuck. Really?
I feel like
I'm pretty confident.
Of it. Oh, dude, it sounded like the What the Dunk. Like the What the Dunk is essentially a Frankenstein dunk. That was what it sounded like. And I don't know when the fuck any of these fucking shits got released either, man.
Guys, thanks for bailing me out. I clicked my video off so that I could go last and piggyback off of you guys with the Blazer.
Yeah, and then you fucked up the screening here. Well done, man.
Oh, forgot about that.
Wow, what a really, really cool guy.
Glad I copped to that.
Oh, and also, for anyone that got that, go get the lottery tickets, man, because how you even know that is ridiculous.
Cowboy.
Cowboy, huh?
Yeah.
I was confident. Cowboy. I'm sure it was the what the...
Same. Big same.
No, I actually posted it right underneath Name That Sneaker in the doc if you want to copy and paste it into your browser.
I just saw that pop up. Mm-hmm. Great work, okay. Jason. Much appreciated. Yeah, that the questions I feel like make me more nervous than they should. But like the what the dunk seemed like the right answer. Cowboy? I don't know. Whatever. You got us.
You know
good
what?
Fucking question.
That was actually unintentional. I did not mean to disguise that. Like to trick you. That was actually, I forgot about the what the dunk. So
it was a good play. You said no bullshit, but now I don't trust you anymore.
Baby.
Oh, I'm just kidding, man.
Great job, guys. Hopefully you guys learned something. That's kind of the point of this. And getting it right is just the bonus. Excellent job tonight, fellas.
Hell yeah. I learned I got to check out these stupid cowboy fucking shoes that got me a wrong answer.
Yeah, and just to add to it real quick to that cowboy dunk, and a 9.5 is going for over $17,000. So pretty fucking insane.
Holy fucking shit. All right.
I didn't even price check them. Okay, so they're rare.
Yeah, move over what the dunk. Jesus.
Yeah, definitely. Size 13 is 15,000.
Cool. I'll just pick that up real quick. I'm gonna get two pairs. Fuck it.
Hey, you know,
are they dumb looking too?
Get me a pair.
All right, let me get myself a ticket.
I like them. I don't know. I think they're interesting. I wouldn't buy them even at retail, but they're interesting.
Yeah, it definitely has that what the feel. I mean, there's a lot of colors different going on with it. It's not bad. I've seen worse. I've seen better, though. But as far as it dropping, when you say 2005, yeah, in the height of Dunk Mania, when Dunks were early coming out, and yeah, now with everyone loving Dunks, yeah. I get it.
These are fucking embarrassing looking.
Wouldn't pay retail.
What the fuck is this? It's like got gator skin on. You get the fuck out of here.
Gator boots.
And if you spend $15,000, if you spend $15,000 on these, let me know so I can just come fucking stomp you out.
These are like, I mean, maybe they're worth $15,000. Maybe they're like real gold in there or something. So every single panel's different. So who knows? Maybe it's got like ostrich bladder as like one of the sock liners or something.
Ostrich bladder, holy
CJ,
shit.
Let's get right over to you. Let's get into the goddamn kick history already.
Kick history.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Please, helmets off. So this kick history, season 3, episode 2, I'm not jumping back to a particular date. I'm jumping back to an episode that we did where Joey brought a tasty little treat. I shouldn't say tasty on second thought. That's awful.
Yeah.
But the return of the drippy cum shoe, the Mason Margiela Fusion sneakers. I looked up hype Halloween sneakers and I found a plethora of these drippy cum covered monstrosities. And I just figured we'd take a trip down memory lane and check out some of the Halloween season themed sneakers of the Mason Margiela Fusion sneakers. So, as you can see, the top one was labeled metallic. Why? I don't know. I see a lot of mesh and glue. No idea how that ties into Halloween. Terrible looking shoe. Again, covered in loads. And right below, we have one with a little touch of orange. A little robotic, you know, AI in a Bukkake video. It's. I'll be honest with you guys. It's fucking terrible. Again, just wanted to throw back to one of my favorite parts of one of our early episodes. Please don't go back and listen to it because it's probably unbearable. Train, how do you feel right now revisiting the cum dumpsters?
I'm not kidding. This company and these shoes like make me angry. They're so fucking stupid and just like they're $1,150. They look like shitty, worn out New Balances covered in candle wax. Or cum or whatever. They're just so fucking stupid. It's like, it's just angry. And it, like, seriously, fuck anyone who buys these. Like, these, they probably make 3 pairs of these and sell one of them to some fucking clown. No one likes these. No one's buying them. Fuck off. God damn it, dude. This Mason Margiela, fuck you too. You're a fucking idiot.
No, incorrect. No, they're genius, and the reason is because they're clearly, this is an asshole tax. They're like $1,100. So, I mean, anybody, I don't know, dude. I can't find, no. God damn, these are fucking rough looking.
Chili, it's high fashion.
And they're sold out, too, across the board when you look at them, which
I guess that's the argument for them.
Just a joke, but yeah.
It's high fashion.
Yeah, I thought Rick Owens made some bizarre, crazy shit, and then you see these, and it just is like, wow, man. They're an eyesore, but at the same time, I can't help but just look at them.
Yeah, I can so tell, man. You're like rekindling with an old flame. Jason, give me some thoughts here. What are you thinking right now? How are you feeling?
I'm thinking 3, 2, 1. Come up! I mean, these... I mean, I don't want to get into it. I'm just gonna say Matt was like took it easy on him in my opinion. This is dog shit.
Okay, all right.
I mean, like literally, if you are truly a fan of sneakers, this should offend you. This is embarrassing shit.
It's high fashion.
Jason, let me ask: would this be the second shoe to warrant a 0 from you?
100%. Oh, this is negative.
Negative. Yeah. Negative. Goddamn right.
Mm-hmm. Blast straight to hell.
Like me giving a 0 the other day, that was That was a, maybe a little harsh. Okay. I'll admit that. But this negative point.
Right.
This
is like premature. Because now what is this? Yeah, I agree. This is a negative something.
Damn, I forgot. Man. You're right. Like, we need to remind ourselves of this shoe to so when we try to set the bar on something.
You're welcome, cause
this,
folks.
Because this is a true fucking zero.
Yeah, this is the baseline zero. Like, if you rate anything else, like, I would rate anything a 0.1 just so I would wear these over that fucking bullshit. I moved the dock. I can't even look at them. Like, it,
they make me fucking angry. Yeah, I scroll past.
They're so stupid. Like, God
excuse
damn.
Me. Did you so just say they change. Make you hangry?
Okay, so I got to go back and readjust my score for that other shoe. I got to bump it from a 0 to a 4. That's how bad these ones are. These cum shoes are a 0.
The bar's been lowered, gentlemen. Right on. Well, thanks for entertaining me. I do appreciate it. I apologize to every single one of your retinas and corneas. My apologies. Moving right along. Next drop we got November. Not September. November 3rd, ? Apparently, we don't know when this is dropping. It could get pushed. That is the Sakai Nike Vapor Waffle Black Summit White and Sail. Now, I feel like generally we get pretty – we all start barking when we start talking about the Sakais. But for some reason, the general consensus as of late, these have been towards the bottom of the barrel as far as the waffle is concerned. Let's start with Mr. Waffle himself, Trainwreck. What are your thoughts here on these particular waffles?
So, yeah, and I put it as the third because there's the third, there's the sixth, and then there's also just sometime in November. They've been pushing every fucking shoe back, so it's hard for me to be like, yep, this is the date, because it's change. Like, they're gonna fucking switch it up on us. So tentatively, off of like one of the biggest quote unquote sneaker outlets for news says it's 11.3. It's not gonna be 11.3. It might be 11.6. What?
To park on that, keep an eye on our Instagram. We will keep you updated as
we
see it.
Goddamn right. You're goddamn right we will. As for the shoe, when I first saw these, I was dumbfounded at how fucking ridiculous they are. There's so much shit going on in these shoes. It's like, it's seriously like a mutated, it's two shoes mutated into one, which is the Sakai feel. They do that a lot. The double swoosh, the double tongue. The heel on these are fucking weird as shit. It's like detached. And I'm telling you right now, the more I've been looking at the Black Summit Whites, the more I fucking love them. They're so insane looking. The Sail, I just the white and that off-white, it's not my thing. I don't like the red, and I think the other swoosh is blue. Not my thing. But God damn, the Black Summit White. Yeah.
Sure. Now let me jump in. As far as the Sail's concerned, if they had done just a reverse of the black one and done a white one with black, would that have been a better choice? Like anything but this blue and red?
100%. I think the black, red, and blue on it look awful. It just doesn't go well. I don't know. That's a personal thing to me.
I totally agree, because the black one definitely stands out better in my eyes.
Exactly. And there's just so much. It would take us, you know, 7 episodes to try to really dissect this shoe. There's so much shit going on. But I just really like it. I dig the vibe of it. They look comfy as fuck, so yeah, I'll be shooting for these for sure.
Okay, right on. And Mr. Joey Days, what are your thoughts on this particular waffle, the Black Summit White and the Sail?
Man, they're not at all the LD waffle that we've seen in the past.
They're not.
Like you guys have said, man, there's just similar to the Josh Jacobs custom shoe, there's just too much going on with this particular Vapor waffle for me. It's just too busy. That mix of mesh and leather and suede, and then that fucking aggressive lip at the heel looks like a goddamn mouth. It's just very ambitious and doesn't work for me at all. To further touch on the black colorway, I mean, I think that one is the best out of the two because it sort of camouflages and conceals how bad the white Sail one looks. I get the appeal for it. I think the only thing I kind of like is the double tongue. I don't like the double swoosh. I don't like particularly how it like drips down onto the midsole. I don't like that flare. And that's particular with those type of waffle running shoes. Nah, man, I don't even think I'll chase it for resale. I just don't want to have anything to do with this fucking shoe.
Keep that evil out of my house. I love it. All right. And okay. Chili, all right. Hold back your laughter. What are you thinking about these?
Dude, I don't know. It tricks your brain a little bit because it is a waffle and waffles are pretty fucking money. But yeah, boy, these aren't. And it's hard to put into words. It's like, it's an assault on the eyes. I'm not into it. And I'm almost a little angry. I'm looking at the sale one with that fucking like that blue slice in the back. It's just so such a bizarre choice. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Pass. Okay. Definitely resale though. I mean, why not?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if there's a penny to be made, might as well hustle. And Jason, give me your thoughts and end with a rating and we'll kick this shit around the circle.
Okay. The black ones. Love them. They're beautiful. The sales, they make me sweaty. They make me sweaty because I want these so fucking bad and I know I'm not going to get them. Like, these shoes are fucking amazing. And I'm glad you guys are all shitting on them because I feel like there's hope for me to get these. I feel like that's why I'm smiling, because I feel like I have a chance. I think these are hard as fuck and I'm going to give them an 8.5. So kiss my penis right off my body.
All right. I'm awake.
Jesus Christ.
All right. And Chili, what's your rating at?
For the fucking sales, I feel like, oh, dude, I got to bring the average back down. 3.
Okay. Yes, meal.
Mm-hmm. And Joey?
Yeah, man, I not much I can say more about it. I'll go 3.5.
Okay, fair. And Train?
So I'm basically kind of putting them both together in one solid score. Fuck, man, I really like those Black Summer Whites. And yeah, Jay, you're in luck. Because no one wants those sales except for you. So I'm going to go with – I still, because I like them. So I'm going to give them a 6.5 just because I hate the sales, but the Black Summit is money.
That's
fair. What would you give – sorry, CJ, I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to know what you would give the Blacks if the sales didn't exist.
7.5.
Okay.
All right.
I just love them. They're so weird. I don't – maybe once I see them in person – probably when I see them in person, I'm going to be like, God – damn it. Like, these are way crazy.
I was just going to say the opposite. I was going to say, I bet you when you see them in hand, they're going to look amazing.
Like, see, but that's the whole thing with Sakai. It's like, you don't, especially with this, it's so different. I don't really know what to expect, but I'm down. I'm down as fuck with it.
All right.
Come to think of it real quick. I mean, I would probably now just take back. I would chase it just for resale, more actually just to see what it looks like in hand. And then I could either send it back if I was fortunate enough, or I'd probably most likely sell it because, yeah, it is so fucking bizarre out there. I want to see that in hand and really break it down. One thing we didn't further touch on, too, is the heel tab. You know, I mean, there's just, again, so much shit going on with this fucking shoe.
Sure. And just before I forget to give it a rating, I'm just going to go right down the middle, 5. I'm taking away 5 for the sales completely.
You guys are butts, man.
Oh, hey, man. I look forward to seeing what they look like when you cop them, dude. Honestly.
I hope I do. I'll run them over to your house, sit on your lap, and you can examine them.
Hell yeah. All right. At least I get to see them in hand. That'll be nice. Yeah. And Joey, close us out with Drip Fit, my man.
Drip Fit.
All right, gentlemen, that's right. We got another week and another week of Drip Fit. Last time we looked at Deshaun Watson, who was suited and booted. Well, today we're looking at Cam Newton, who is suited and booted, but a little different style. He's rocking a tweed jacket, brown vest, red handkerchief, and of course, his Alberto Hernandez Mashika hat. Him and them have a partnership. And of course, last but not least, his snakeskin boots. I'm not a fan of Cam Newton. I'm going to try not to be biased and be too hard on him. I don't know about this fit. Some of it works, maybe the snakeskin boots, but the hat, like, I just don't know what's going on with that, the pocket in the hat, if you will. Like, I don't know what he has going on there. The tweed, I don't know. There's just too much going on for me. CJ, what do you think of this fit?
Well, his mask is under his nose. So I saw that right off the bat. Honestly, dude, I'm not a fan of this particular fit. I think maybe if I was going to take anything away from this, it would be the pants. That's about all I got here, man. The hat pocket thing is very weird. And if he has anything but a pack of cigarettes in there, loser.
Totally. That would definitely defeat the purpose for an athlete. But hey, there have been guys that have smoked. So you never know. Athletes that have smoked. Jason, you were all about the suited and booted look too last week with Deshaun Watson. What about Cam Newton? You feeling this drip fit?
Well, yeah, I am. I think this outfit is really nice on Cam Newton, right? I wouldn't wear it. I could not pull this off. But he dresses really well. He dresses really sharp. The hat has to go. He pulls it off. But I respect the fit. I wouldn't wear it myself. But I am not by any fucking means a Cam Newton fan. I actually really dislike the fucking guy. But he dresses sharp.
Yeah, it's hard to like the guy. He has such a fucking awful attitude and just pouty. And then not to mention he's playing like dog shit this year too, him and the Patriots. Sorry for any of our New England listeners, but train wreck, what do you think about this fit?
I fucking love Cam Newton. I think he is such a rad motherfucker, dude. He had probably one of the best pressers I've ever seen in my life. Not even going to bring it up on the show. We'll talk about it after. He said some of the funniest shit I've ever heard. Back to this outfit. Anyone who rolls up pregame in rattlesnakes, all in, this outfit is. Dude, and like you were saying, Jay, this guy wears some of the fucking most top-notch shit impossible for 98% of the population to ever even attempt to wear. But for some reason, the guy always fucking pulls it off. I think it's so tight. I think Cam is a bad motherfucker. I love that the Patriots are absolute dog shit. Bring those awful, shitty Boston fans back down to hell where they belong. It's a fucking beauty to see. It really is. Fuck that whole team. I love it.
Awesome, man. Hey, back-to-back weeks, you're feeling the suited and booted. Chili, what about you, my friend? You feeling this look? Am I going to see you in some snakeskin boots?
No, dude, no fucking way. You know, the boots are fine. The silk tie is fine. But, dude, his hat has got, like, a metal device to hold his little fucking leather holder for his pack of smokes or whatever. It's – how do you defend that? That's some hipster bullshit. So, no fucking way, man. That thing kills the entire outfit just with that one move. So, no. Fuck him.
I know, for sure. I hear you, man. I get system for later. All right. Well, from the football field, we're going to be looking at Joc Pederson of the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. And he's got more of a casual flex here. Wanted to throw us something that was much more casual. He's rocking a Supreme fruit tee as well as a Kith Coca-Cola shorts and the Nike LD Sakai Waffles Gusto Green, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. I like this fit a lot. I wish the shorts were a little different. Maybe just some Nike shorts would have been better, but everything else I'm feeling, and I love those waffles. Those are the waffles that I'm chasing. Trainwreck, what do you think about this fit on Joc Pederson?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I could do without that. The Kith Coca-Cola line, it was cool idea, but it's just, dude, yeah, get some black Nike woven shorts. Throw those, and I know I've heard like three different names for those Sakais, the Gustos, I've heard the Green Multis, whatever the fuck the name are, they are so fucking fresh. Seriously, that shoe, I can't believe I don't own a pair of these straight up. I just think they are so fucking tight, crazy ass colors, but I don't know how it works, but it does. I fucking love it. Dope outfit. I mean, this is the kind of shit, like, if I were a ball player or, you know, whatever, hockey or whatever, this is the kind of shit I'd be wearing. Super chill. It's a good flex. It's not Cam Newton going to a fucking ballroom dance or whatever. This is what I'm talking about. He's got the chain. He's got the watch. All together, money in the bank for sure. Literally, that guy has a lot of money in the bank. But and he's going to get paid. Wasn't this his contract year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in fact, he was getting tossed around. They almost traded him in the beginning of the year. So, Yeah.
Wait for that contract. Holy shit. He could buy as many of those waffles as he wants.
Yeah, and I've seen him in the past, too. Being a Dodgers fan, I watch him, and he's rocking some heat, man, always. Jason, what do you think about this fit? You feeling it?
Oh, absolutely. I'd wear the shit out of this outfit. I love it. I love Joc Pederson, even though I'm a Braves fan. You guys beat us fair and square. Congratulations on the World Series. This guy's one of the best pure hitters in the game. I can't believe they were going to, if they were going to deal him, they were going to get like probably a really, really a stud prospect and like a pitcher or something. I can't imagine Dylan Peterson. This guy is glue. Like he's like Turner. Like they're guys you can't. They're indispensable. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck the term is. Yeah, love the guy. A lot of respect. Guy's got a really polished game. Love the fit. Totally would wear it.
Nice. Hell yeah. CJ, you've been feeling it too. I heard you agree.
Oh yeah. I definitely rock this. Definitely good call with the shorts change. Change up the shorts for sure. But man, that tee and those fucking kicks, all in. That's a great combination. The green and the yellow pops definitely makes it work. Again, perfect casual flex. I definitely see all fucking five of us rocking this motherfucker straight to hell for sure.
100%. I couldn't agree more. And that's why I want to change it up. I mean, hey, some weeks we're going to see bad and bougie, suited and booted. But this particular case, I wanted to go with something much more casual, that flex that we can all feel. Chili, let us know. What are you feeling about this flex? You like it? You like this drip fit on Jock Peterson?
Yeah, almost. It's, you know, if you're like a multimillionaire, you're in a different category. So whatever, man. But just going like fucking triple fucking hype, fucking like, top to bottom, no. You got to throw in one piece of nothing in there. Black shirt, regular shorts, something. Mm-hmm. But going just triple, just fucking just heat on all the way. It's just, it's too try hard.
Yeah,
but,
throw in some Mervyn's jeans and you're good.
Yeah, no. Kelly brings up a good point because some hype.
Break it up.
Yeah, hype beast, and some people have said it's a forbidden rule to wear two different street brands, you know, Supreme with Kith or whatever. I mean, in this case, he can. Oh, I'm sorry, you lost me.
It's all good.
It happens.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think personally, the shorts actually are what make the outfit for me because the shirt and the shoes tie together. And I think that the shorts give you that little break. I understand the hypebeast shit. Like, it's kind of like, you know, if you have earrings and a necklace, right? You don't wear silver earrings with a gold necklace, right? You don't mix metals. So, like, I get it. But I like it. I'm in.
If I am a filthy ass millionaire, I'm wearing whatever the fuck I want, and all of you could huff my farts because I'd wear every single thing. I'd wear a Supreme hat, a fucking kid shirt. I'd wear a fucking whatever shorts and whatever. What fuck you guys? I mean, that's Joey. You're right. That's always been the talk. It's like you can't do that. Yeah. It's like to who you like. How about you eat shit? I'm gonna wear whatever the fuck I want. Get my Lamborghini and go to my fucking 19 bedroom house on the coast in LA. So yeah. Fuck you. You fucking.
Speaking of your Lamborghini, did you ever get that antenna I got you installed on the car?
No.
All right. Well,
still in the trunk of my Lambo. So
going on 2 fucking years now.
Oh, true. Random. But yeah.
Thought
true.
You like got like last week or something. God damn.
Oh, yeah. Like last week, 2 years ago.
So good.
So yeah. Good. I love this segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have mm-hmm. it. You guys need to watch the YouTube show so you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like we've pretty much explained it pretty well, but. Yeah, check it out. I mean, it's clean as shit, man.
I like the casual coming into play. Now I'm starting to see how we can taste the different flavors for sure.
For sure, ooh. Definitely. And again, that's why I wanted to mix that up. You know, some days we will have those different flexes. Mm-hmm. I love that term, suited and booted. But we also just have to have the casual ones because not everyone is always going to be rocking those three-piece suits, the big designer boots, shoes, if you will, or the Louis Vuitton. Even like when we had Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, that was kind of casual, but let's be honest, it was fucking ridiculous with all the Louis V. Mm-hmm. And Jock Peterson just brings it down. It's much more relatable, especially sure. for the five of us.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy breaking that one down a little bit more too, casual ones.
That's it. Episode 2 of season 3 is in the fucking books. Thank you again for joining me, everybody. My name is CJ. These have been my lovely ladies. And from me and the lovely ladies, please have a safe Halloween. Obviously, people are social distancing. If there's no lights, there's no decorations, leave their fucking house alone. But go do your thing. If you're going to party, party. If you're going to drink, drink. I don't, you know, do you. Have fun. Be spooky. From all of us, thanks again. At Sneaker Peak Podcast on Instagram, at Sneaker Peak Pod on Twitter. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, Train. And we're out of timeout. Instagram let us out of timeout, so we're back to normal on Instagram.
Hey,
so,
thank God.
Shout out to Instagram for being a fucking dog shit app. So yeah.
Dog shit bitch.
Well, Facebook owns it. What do you fucking expect?
Yeah, thanks a lot, sucker dick.
But yeah, love you all, and don't forget to check your kids' candy if you let them go trick-or-treat.
Yep. And, you know, save a couple pieces for yourself. You deserve it.
And also the whole thing about razor blades in the candy, that shit's not real. Come on. Just take a big bite out of whatever,
Matt, even if they're unwrapped. Doing that years ago.
Yeah. Oh, didn't you say you watched Night of the Demons recently, Matt? And the guy at the end eats the apple with razors and they come out his neck. Oh, yeah. We just watched that, too.
Piece of shit. Wow. Hey, have a great Halloween, and I hope you hit on the off-whites. If you did, hit me up and sell me them for retail. Okay. I'll
Happy
see you
Halloween.
In hell because I'm dead. Chili killed me. Bye.
Happy Halloween, Happy guys. Halloween, folks. Much love. Be good. Be safe.
Good luck on the drops.
Bing.
Know exactly what you want to do. Fucking hell.